Unit 17. Punishing Children. 17A. Smacking. Exercise 1.
9 out of 10 parents smack their children, according to a report published today. But many of them also feel that smacking is wrong. The report carried out by the magazine Children also claimed that parents often misunderstand their children's bad behaviour. Jenny Wright, the editor of Children, is here with me now. Jenny, according to your report, 9 out of 10 parents smack their children. What else did the report say?
Well, although about 9 out of 10 parents use smacking as a punishment, half of them feel guilty about using it. Well, the other half do smack their children and think they're right. It seems most parents we talk to smack their children more than once a week, and 5% actually smack their children every day.
Now, you say in the report that parents should make more effort to understand their children, and that smacking isn't always the best solution if children are naughty.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we feel if parents tried harder to understand how their children feel and why they react in certain ways, for example, they might be jealous of a new baby brother or a sister, or they might feel insecure. Any of a number of things might make the child react badly.
So, in those kinds of situations, it would be better not to smack children?
Yes, obviously. Because when a child's behaving badly, it needs love and attention, not anger and violence. I think parents should think really carefully before they smack their children.
Thank you, Jenny. That was Jenny Wright of Children Magazine.
Exercise 2. 1.
I think talking to them, trying to explain why you're upset, what it is they have done wrong, is better than hitting them. Because if you hit them, they learn to hit other things, other people, you. And I don't think that that is a solution to anything.
2.
My experience as a mother now is you can talk with the child very much, and the child is going to understand much more than you believe. Even if it is a 1 year old or 2 years old child. And I think it's a very bad thing, punishing children, because it remains being an awfully dark experience. And so it was for me too, because when I'm thinking about my parents, I can't help thinking about these days where they punished me.
3.
Well, there's smacking and smacking. I don't at all agree with beating a child, but I do think sometimes a quick, short smack on the hand or arm is better than a long, drawn out moan. It's quick and the child understands it.
4.
I can't really defend it when I hit my child. I don't do it often, but something about it makes me think that it's not a terrible thing to do. I mean, what are the alternatives? You can shout at your child, you can try to sit down and reason with your child, which is incredibly difficult if you're trying to talk to a 2-year-old, or what else can you? You can send them out of the room, you can send them up to their room, you can not let them have any pudding for their dinner or something, but I mean, to me, a little spank, to me it's quick, it's honest, it's physical, but having said all that, I still try not to do it.
17B, Zen and the Art of Punishment. Exercise 1.
I have a Chinese friend whose father was a very famous Chinese traditional painter with brush and ink, black ink. And in my friend's family, the only punishment for children when they did something naughty was to go and practice their Chinese calligraphy, that's writing Chinese characters with a brush and ink.
Exercise 2.
And before you start to do that, you have to make the liquid ink by grinding a solid block of ink with water. You do that with your left hand, and that's very rhythmic. And then when you've made enough ink, you start to draw or to write. And my friend says that when you have the brush just about a couple millimeters from the paper, you can imagine in your eye, in your mind, the perfect stroke that you're going to make. It's going to be just perfect. And you can almost feel it going down your arm into your hand where you're holding the brush. But the moment the brush touches the paper, you realize that you haven't done the perfect one, that there's something wrong with it. So then you lift the brush and you try again, and you try again, and you try again.
Exercise 3.
And he says that as a punishment, this is perfect, because after about 5 minutes, you have forgotten the bad thing that you did. You've forgotten your anger at being caught. You've forgotten any injustice if you're being punished for something you haven't done. That all you're thinking about is reaching this perfection, reaching this state of drawing the perfect line. And very often, you just forget. You'll stay for a very long time. Even children will stay for a long time doing this. It becomes very peaceful. So it sounds a much better form of punishment than violence, doesn't it?